2000.
They got skin up knees, grass stains on their jeans, dirt on their hands. They're just like their dads. They dig in the dirt, cut up in church, play outside, and say things like, "Can I really want it? Dad, you're my best friend. Just one more spin. I promise I'll be good if you let me drive. This is so much fun."
Good morning, Sunshine Country. Mel, how are
good
you?
Good morning.
And a good morning to Allie. You came to work today.
Yep, I came to work today.
I'm
returning. I'm back for a
minute. Off for a
you
week.
Stay yep. back. You stay the rest of the day.
1 week off. I'm back.
Eli, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And Willard Douglas Bales.
He's doing well.
APA's getting emotional. That's okay.
Got his hands up in his face. He's ready to go.
If you're listening and want to see what's happening, our daughter Allie and her husband Eli are here with our first grandchild, Willard Douglas.
Yeah.
So you can see it on the. Well, I'll be posting it as well.
Did you take a photo?
Oh yeah.
All right. So there you go. Pretty cool, huh? I'm gonna put this mic down a little closer.
Am I good now?
No, you're good.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So. I don't know what all we want to cover necessarily, but I've had a number of people say, "Well, I didn't even know Allie was pregnant."
Yes,
I've had many people say that. So,
well, and she,
I didn't either.
Yeah. That's a Netflix documentary. Yeah. She was a darling little pregnant mama, and so when she was, even people who came in for interviews and things, when she would sit at her desk, people
couldn't really tell.
She was just really cute and didn't realize. And so we've had, and then Allie did not, she found out in September that mm-hmm. they were going to have a little pumpkin. And, but she made the choice to never post it.
Why did you make that choice, Al? Why did you?
Because I think that just sometimes there's no need to post stuff. Yeah. Like, it's fun and it's good, but you don't have to.
Some things just keep to yourself.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to just have something.
How much pressure did your mom put on you?
Oh, my gosh.
To post.
She was terrible. She was the worst one. Every day, can I post this? Can I post this?
Well, if you have Facebook or anything, Laura Claver has taken photos of them.
Has she been great or what?
Oh, she did. She's great.
And so she had taken some engagement pictures for them when they got married. Uh-huh. And then she took announcement pictures of Allie and Eli when...
In November. Yep.
And because they were moving to Clarendon, Allie wanted them at their house in Red Oak. And so then she did her maternity photos, and then she came to the hospital. And it also troubled her. She had done a post and said, like, it's hard when you get pictures of clients that you really love the photos, but you have to wait to share the photos.
Yeah.
Now they're all shared.
So really you just thought, I'll just keep it.
And I just kind of thought, if you don't know, then if you don't,
yeah,
it's been 9 months and you don't know, I probably don't talk to you that much. So
I know Brandy and Tasha at work, our two secretaries, said that she looked like a pregnant model. They couldn't even tell.
Yes. So
she did great with that. So
it was kind of refreshing, because I will admit that it was hard for me at first, because I was like. We had a gender reveal.
Did she
reveal.
Say anything to you, Eli?
Plenty of times. She's like, "Are you going
to
post
this? Turn Eli.
Are you going
to
post
Eli
this?
On
I think,
me.
I think we should post this.
They
I
had a doctor's
should.
Appointment on Christmas Eve, and their one pictures were kind of Christmas themed. And so I was like, this would be a really good time to post.
No.
And then the fun gender reveal that was like a storybook, and no post. And I was just like, this. Then I got used to it and just knew.
You just had to wait a little bit.
So, but then, okay, where do we want to go from there? So the whole process?
So, I guess they can tell us. So then that you got your schedule to get induced.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was last week.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday you went in to Shenandoah.
He's about a week old.
Today he is.
Today he's a week old.
Yeah, so. Yep. But, so talk to me a little bit about that. You went in to be induced. You and Eli all planned and ready to go.
Yeah, it was smooth until... at the end.
Yeah, until it wasn't.
It was good. We had a good experience with it, and
They were really great to work with.
Oh yeah.
And so I don't know how much of that we're going to go into because we're going
to
visit.
I think the Shenandoah Medical Center wants to have her be a part of an interview with them in August, maybe. But okay. So she can tell a little bit more about that. But you did end up having an emergency kind of C-section.
Yes.
Last Friday.
Yes.
And they were fantastic.
Yes, they were. They took care of it, and he was out and fine, and
everything was fine.
Looking back, you're glad that that's
100%
what they did, so that he was okay, and
yeah,
everybody's okay.
So is he sleeping?
He does sleep pretty good, actually. I think he's well as good as you can.
I mean,
we're still up to feed and change, but
that's relative.
That's normal.
Right?
Yeah. But other than that, really good.
I go back to the Shenandoah Medical Center. I think Allie was more calm than I was during that whole entire process, and I...
But you handled it well, Eli. I don't think you really showed that.
I'll tell a story about Eli.
Yeah.
So when they decided, they pulled the trigger
it happened quick.
It was like at 9:15, 9:20, and we were kind of thinking, when will this be?
Yeah.
And the next thing... Allie, sign this. Eli, here's your scrubs. Get this on. It was like, da-da-da-da-da. And then it was just a whirlwind.
It was
and
amazing.
Then he was born at 9:50. So yeah. To give you an idea, we went, it was about 30 minutes of
they
chaos.
They were moving and making things happen.
Yes. And yes. So they came to get Allie, and we were kind of in the hall, and Eli was in with her, and she was gone, and we walked in the room, and Eli's standing behind the curtain where her bed was, and he just lost it. And it was just, he held it together. Now I'm going to cry. He held it together while she was there. And, but it's emotional. It's an emotional time because, everything's getting wheeled to surgery for him. And, but he's been a.
It was hard.
It was a hard.
I might cry again, but it was. You just don't know what to expect when that happens. And because everything, all the appointments, everything was perfect up to that point. And then all of a sudden they just.
And really it was a determination of they were checking you.
Yeah.
And they said, oh.
Something a little weird there.
Something's. And then it was just, they went into action. It was pretty awesome.
The one thing I was thoroughly impressed is, when he was, that the night especially, I don't know how Allie slept that night, but I didn't. But when they first checked, and they're like, we're going to kind of see what's going on. But I think every labor and delivery nurse, every OB, and every midwife were in the room the minute stuff didn't go so well. And it was they're very reassuring. They're very calm and just said, we're going to get him out, and he's going to be healthy. And, and when they tell you that the umbilical cord's wrapped around his neck twice and wrapped around his body twice and something's in a figure eight, you really don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And, it was all in all, he came out healthy. He came out perfect. And he was wailing right when he came out and looking up at him and watching it.
Looking for a golf club?
Yeah. Yes. That's what it was.
And the thing that I don't know, and we commented this on air, they're extremely professional because I've yet to see a photo of us on that little piece of furniture.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure they said.
You too. That was a sight because everybody was asleep and, they would come in and check the monitors and whatnot. And I would look over and you two on that, snoring nonetheless. So, almost felt like I needed to apologize for my parents snoring on the pullout bed.
I hope that somebody took a photo or at least said, look at those goofballs in there trying to sleep.
So Wednesday night, I had come home for a few minutes and I was going to go back about midnight. Mm-hmm. And you were going to set your alarm for midnight. And then Eli called and he was like, you maybe should come now. So I just showered, came, and went back. And you got down there, and then about 2 o'clock, that's when kind of things started getting, 11 to 2 was kind of spicy. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of settled down, and we kind of, calmed down and let's see what happens. And so that's when Aaron and I were folded out this.
Oh, that was a sight to see. I should have taken the picture.
Someone should have.
We were on this little thing.
Yeah.
Chair and a half.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
But,
and everybody's tired, but anyway.
So he sleeps well.
Yeah, he sleeps pretty good. Yeah,
I mean, generally not you know, at this point, he's not really fussy.
He doesn't like being naked. That's his only thing.
He can't stand that.
He doesn't like to have his diaper changed.
We actually had our first diaper change with nothing. No.
About an hour ago, and he didn't cry.
He just laid there, no crying. Just.
I've only got peed on 3 times, so it's...
Have you figured that out, how to prevent that?
You know, I don't know if I ever will, because he seems pretty ornery like I am, so it's... He's been good. I mean, he eats well. He's been, when he's awake, it's one of the most fun things to be able to watch and to see how he moves. He loves his hands up by his face. And what's funny is that on all the ultrasounds, every time his hands were just up by his face, you can never get a good picture of him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're camera shy or what you are, but everything's been good.
But he's doing well. So who gets up at night? Everyone? Does everyone get up at night?
We kind of divide and conquer.
I've got some cool gadgets that I've gotten. You know,
we talked about the gadgets.
I think you become I'm a gadget guy, and I was talking to my brothers about this the other day, and it's like, you know, when you become a dad and now you're interested in all these breast pumps and these milk warmers and these milk coolers.
Hey, look at this cool breast pump we got.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, and it's, but it's just fun. And it makes you think a little differently when you got someone else with you that's dependent on you.
It changes your perspective, that's for sure.
It does.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Tell us about his name.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So, go ahead.
So, I'll do my side of the family here from his name. So, Willard is my grandpa, who is my dad's dad. And originally, we were going to go with my great-grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nickname with that people started calling him, I kind of thought, oh, I don't like that nickname. And I always had said Willard. It took Eli a minute to come around to it. But then we settled on little Willard.
So that's my dad. So we have a Willard.
Yes.
I don't know if people know. I'm officially a William.
Yep. And a Will.
And a Will.
Yes.
And now we have.
And our Will is just Will. His legal name is just Will.
Yep.
Yeah.
But so you then you
circled
have
back around.
I've gone back to the start of it.
Yeah.
We're back to Willard.
Okay, Eli. So Douglas.
Douglas, my dad's middle name. So. Anthony Douglas Bales. It's kind of funny, the family names that he has. He has a cousin, Uncle Doug, that they had pretty much a family tradition where they would switch names back and forth. And my dad was born first, so he was Anthony Douglas. And then his Uncle Doug's is Douglas Anthony.
Uh-huh.
So then I said, you know what, we'll make his middle name then Douglas. And we'll just keep, I know Graham would be, Betty Bales would be super happy about that, and Grandma Phyllis, so... Yeah.
That's cool.
And then little Willie.
Willie. He has a lot of great options.
He's got
some
good options.
So, yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. So the name, so that was, you arrived at that at what point? Like you said, you've been through a couple of different options. That was a little later on, right?
Because
we have some other blanks with some other names
on them. Well,
it
was at Christmas. Yeah, so I decided on the first name, my great-grandpa's name, and my mom ordered a ton of stuff with it.
Yeah.
And then we were at Christmas in Branson, and we were talking about how we would actually spell it, because it was kind of spelled weird. So we're like, well, how would we actually spell it? And then people started kind of having a weird nickname. So I'd say around Christmas, I was like, oh, we're going to, I think, switch this here soon. Yeah. So I would say start of the new year is when I put bug in Eli's ear to maybe switch it.
You know, it's funny what all the, after, you know, when you're in the C-section and you've got the cover up and when he comes out and you see him over the top and all the, you know, nurses and the OBs and midwives are super happy. And then the picture that he got with Dr. McLeod, and they all said he looks like a Willard.
Yeah,
you know, there's some babies that just, you know, their name might not match, but when he came out, they're like, this name matches.
Yeah,
so,
fit.
Yes.
So there has to, speaking of pictures, I've commented the other day when you and I were visiting, my favorite photo that has been taken so far with everything is your brother Silas Holden.
Yeah.
It is the most awesome picture with your brother Holden. Was that the first time you held him?
So they came down to the hospital, him and Isaac did that day, and he grabs him, and Silas is just a kind of a different character when it comes to life-changing events.
I love it.
First thing he said, he's like, I just can't believe like this is real. Like, he's actually right here, and he's got this huge grin on his face. He doesn't know how to hold him, and then he just snuggles up tight with him, and it was great.
It was
pretty
awesome. Yeah.
That's fun.
And, of course, I'm an old guy here. and been through that, but to women that can give birth, it is the whole thing from growing a baby, and I mean, it is.
When I'm complaining about a shot, off. I mean, it's
it kind of puts you in your place, doesn't
it? It does. I told Allie, I said, I'm not tough, but you're probably the toughest person I know right now.
Yeah.
So
right now, that could change.
Maybe until Willie gets a little older, we'll see. But yeah. No. So
there you go.
It's He's been to the track already.
Yeah. Yep. He went to baseball last night.
He's been to a
night.
Baseball game already. Mm-hmm.
Now he's come to work.
He's been to work. He's had a good week.
Yeah. He's had a big week.
There you go.
And you're doing well, Allie.
Yep. Yes. Doing good and just plugging along.
Now
learning him.
Not kind of settling in and learning the routine. And
yep.
So, all right. There you go.
He's going to come hang out with us when he's, you know, our kids, you know, like we said, we for people who have been with us for a while, Will is 27. And was born at MCMH, and there was a live remote.
Yes.
And Allie was live updates. Yes. And
born at MCMH as well.
Our listeners have been along for the ride for lots of our
life events
and a part of our family. And
it's pretty cool.
This is a big one for us, and so
your mom and dad have been. I hung out with them a little bit at the hospital, and they're rotating through and. And so everyone, all your brothers have seen him, sister and everyone.
Yep.
Going to have some uncles that, I mean, I
know.
You might be in for it.
You know what I mean?
The aunt's going to have to calm them all down.
Yeah.
Auntie Noah.
Yeah.
But, you know, my parents are going to be coming down again tonight.
So
they just can't get enough of them.
Eli's parents are Tony and Wendy Bales from Glenwood.
Yep. So. What are they? So I'm Apaw. You're Gam Gam. What are they?
My dad is Papa Tony.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He kind of Papa T.
Yeah.
And then my mom is Donna.
Donna, which is?
She's got, my grandma is from Cape Verde descent.
Yeah.
And that means grandma in Portuguese.
Yeah.
So,
it's fitting.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But he might come out and just call you whatever he wants. So
yeah, he might change all that.
Best laid plans, it'll be whatever he comes
whatever
up with, I'm sure.
Whatever he wants to say.
So, yeah. All right. Well, it's exciting. Has it been what you thought it'd be at this point? Are you still learning, or is it?
I feel like you don't know what to expect. You think you do.
You think you do.
But then you really don't. But it's good. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No. It's just a learning process. Yep. Like, you have to get to know him.
You do. You got to figure out what. And I said to Al, I go, let's just all remember he's the boss, but he's not the boss. So when changing him, I think at first it was very delicate for me, and I'm like, well, I'm not getting anything done, so we've got to go. So he's though, but I mean, some of the most fun memories we've had so far is, I think even two nights ago when we were with Dr. Brown, and he was like, you know, sometimes you just wash him in the sink. And I took him up to the sink, and first time doing that, and this was probably, 2 a.m., and he is full latch on to my forearm.
You're climbing up Eli's
up my arm, screaming and yelling, and it's just been fun. And you come walking out, and that's the stuff you don't want to miss. And he's been good ever since.
Yeah.
So
there you go. It's awesome, Mel.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
This and a pretty good Father's Day gift.
It has been, you know. It's
pretty good Father's Day.
It was.
Good timing, Al.
It was.
Yep.
That's right. But yeah, so. We're excited. Everything's going along. He'll be living in the gym a lot, I'm sure, and coming to a lot of ball games, and he's ready to go. So
he has great grandparents.
He's met all of his great grandparents.
Yep.
Your mom and her husband are in Arkansas, and mom and dad are here, and they got to meet him the day he was born, and
they got to visit with him last night. There was some pretty
he
great
came
photos.
To the game, and so he had his. Red and black Nikes on and his...
Good old Cardinal gear.
It was funny because, you know, Allie was a Red Oak Tiger.
Yeah.
And so Angie Montgomery was there, who Allie played for years. And she got her picture with him. And she was like, this is okay. I can AI this Cardinal off.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Well, very cool. It's exciting.
It's very fun.
Anything else, Mel?
No, I'm just glad you guys came and... got to tell about it a little, and I think we may hear from you again a little bit about more about the hospital part
There's
of it
more
with
there.
Them.
And, yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you have half a day. You can go to work the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know.
You can go do a log.
See if I still remember.
Do some changes or whatever.
So.
Start teaching him.
No. But we appreciate y'all
coming. I want to put the mic down there, Byron.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Can you
hear him? I don't know if you'll be able
to. He's on ball right now.
Can you hear him?
Here, we'll get a.
Can you hear
him? Hey.
No.
There. Oh,
there's a little giggle.
There you go.
You might hear a burp right now.
You might have to get one here in a minute. Whoa.
Make him mad you about hitting. Yeah,
is that right?
Can you talk, baby Willard?
Yeah. Here's what we'll do.
Can you? Don't make him mad.
So what do you call him at home?
I go between Willard and Willie.
Yeah. Are you going to? Oh, let's see.
What do you think?
Oh, you're going to. Eli's got this burping method that's.
You whacked him. That was him hitting his head on the microphone.
Sorry, bud. You okay?
You want to wake up a little bit? You need a burp?
You want to sing a song?
This is a different burping method. Is this new?
I don't know.
Nana said she uses it.
Mom used it. She used it. I don't know if she did the twirl, but.
You set them up and then you kind of hold them and twirl them a little bit.
You want to put the mic next to your mouth because it's probably going to burp.
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes there it look.
Yeah. Was it? All right.
It makes it look like Eli's about to.
Manhandle.
It looks.
And he does have hair.
He does.
There his eyes are open.
Hey. There he is.
Hey, Willie DB.
He's thinking, leave me alone. Hey. All right. All right.
Well.
Very cool. It's exciting. And
thank you for coming in.
Thank you guys for having us.
Sharing the fun with us and our listeners and.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got a little mullet right now going on.
He does.
Talk him to the end of the mic. He has long hair.
He's got a little mullet going on, long hair in the back. I'm sure.
Business.
I'm sure Dona's going to want to get a little haircut here at some point. And now he needs to know the tricks that I have. I've never paid for a haircut in my life, and I won't. So we'll just keep letting Mom and Dona cut it.
There you go. All righty.
Well, good work, you guys.
Thanks for stopping by. Most enjoyable. We'll get the. I think you can go in there and work on that log neck. No, nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by.